Hi, I'm Christine Wurtzen. As a communicator, I'm passionate about showcasing the beauty of the gospel and bringing to light the powerful implications of new birth in Christ. As daughters of promise, we are much loved children of our Heavenly Father. So I hope you'll join me for the next 2 minutes. You're listening to Daughters of Promise. While we're looking at the book of Genesis, I'm reviewing the story of Adam and Eve and their sin and their banishment from the garden. Everything changed for them. One thing would be different for Eve, and that would be the process of childbirth. It was so painful. I'm confident she looked to God for help and strength. But on the other side of the pain, she had to recognize that her newborn son was a miracle. Neither she nor Adam had ever seen a baby before, nor could they have guessed that a tiny person could come from a womb. Hundreds of thousands of infants are being born as I'm saying this. Will each mother know that God was involved in the creation of her child? I don't think so. Will each child grow up to know that they are a unique creation of Almighty God? Probably not. When a person lacks that knowledge, their self-worth is skewed. The parents who speak into a child's life at birth shape that little person's view of himself. If the parents are atheists, a baby is perceived as scientific. No one should have the right to define our worth except our Creator. There's no such thing as an unwanted child in the kingdom of God. Each birth is a miracle, regardless of the circumstances. Eve knew it. Cain was the first son in a cursed world, yet she could see past the darkness of her times to see the handiwork of God in the face of her son. For Daughters of Promise, I'm Christine Wurtzen.